Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And off we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Happy Monday. Dudes and dudettes, amigos and amigas, welcome in. Great to have you. What a day, what a day. What a weekend that set up a what a day here on a Monday. I am Rob Brown. On the other side of the metaphorical glass, this AM, the guy in charge of this and every radio program you've ever heard, slapping the sign that says play like a champion today. The great one, Lonzo, on the ones and twos this AM. Sup, dude?
About to slap some other people who keep changing settings on something.
It's Monday. It's been 60 seconds. We're already at the slapping people stage of the day. It's fair. It's understandable.
Not your stuff. Leave it alone.
Can I come out hot out of the gate, please? I'm not asking you for your permission. That was more of a metaphorical question.
It's like, excuse me while I clear my throat. That's exactly what that was.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah, it was. It was 1,000% metaphorical. I've got to jump into this right out of the gate. You know, I have been in the corner of buddy of the show, Shane Beamer. That wasn't the first year, if we're just keeping it a buck. I wasn't the first year. I didn't like the hire. But then Shane won me over. And won me over because of the culture building that he put on exhibition in Columbia. He won me over because talent started showing up. Granted, not necessarily national championship caliber talent, but the type of talent that is a foundation for a program that is on an upward trajectory. He won me over with the way that he ran the program. And we started to, I think, watch the expectations begin to tick up, tick up, tick up year after year. I was on board with Shane Beamer after year one. Took me a minute to get there, but ultimately I got there. This year has been a massive disappointment. And you can make the point that, and I think it is fair to do so, because I did about 1,000 times during the offseason. You can make the point that this team was placed into an unfortunate position with the schedule that was placed in front of them. It is, in my opinion, one of the toughest 5 or 6 schedules in all of college football. I understood that this year was going to be tough, but I also thought they'll be bowl eligible, right? And at this point, I can't see that happening now. In fact, when that game went L to Oklahoma, actually about 20 minutes before that game went L to Oklahoma. I sent out a tweet that very simply said, the Gamecocks are not going bowling this year. I do not think there are six wins on the schedule. And I'm going to lean on a phrase that I have said many times over the course of my career. It is not that you lost to Oklahoma, a team, by the way, that got absolutely manhandled by Texas last week. They did the same thing to you. It is not that you lost to Oklahoma. It is how you lost to Oklahoma.
I finally saw what the complaints about the offensive coordinator. I finally saw it yelling at the screen. What do you do? Why would you call it up the middle again? What are you doing? They had every chance to win that game. How many times were they down, not just in the red zone, but like on the 5 or 6 yard line and couldn't do anything because, hey, I know, let's run it up the middle. Hey, you know what? They won't expect this. Let's run it up the middle. I know it didn't work last time, but just one more time, let's run it up the middle. It was sad.
There were two spots in this game in particular that I felt the way that Lonzo felt. On one spot, it was 3rd and 2. It very much felt as if the game is hanging in the balance in this moment. At one spot, it is 3rd and 2. And I do have to point out in this game that your offensive line was not better. Wasn't better. And it is at the point where I think that we have to acknowledge this team does just not have talented offensive linemen. I'm sorry. I do my best not to be an a-hole when it comes to talking about college football players. But I think at the same time, sometimes you are obligated to do so. This team does just not have talent across the offensive line. And it feels as if they are committed to not acknowledging that. Your center in particular was throughout the course of this game getting his ass kicked over and over and over by Stanley getting absolutely wrecked at the, I mean, guys just running past him. Coming up out of the snap, setting, and by the time he's upset and ready to make a block, linebackers are already shoulder to shoulder with him blowing through the hole. So the two spots, knowing that that is what was happening, the two spots that blew me up, there was a 3rd and 2 with the game in the balance, mostly out of hand, but not entirely yet. And Mike Shula dials up on 3rd and 2 with what I call pillow coverage on the outside, right? Where like DBs are playing 8, 9, 10 yards off the, it's 3rd and 2. They're playing off the ball. And I watch as Lenore Sellers in the shotgun takes the snap and again, with your offensive line getting its ass kicked at the line of scrimmage, I watch on 3rd and 2 this team run a down the field, slowly developing pass play. I watch the near side receiver go on a 9 route as like option 1. On the far side, I watch about a 12 yard in cut. I watch a delayed go from the slot receiver. Get up 7 yards, stop as if you're going to cut to the inside, which would have been great because there was room for it, but stop the body as if he's going to in route, try to draw the DB up, and then just go full speed down the field again. And I'm watching this play develop as Lenore Sellers has 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, there's no more pocket. And he's just got to, again, run backwards for his bleeping life. Now, that drove me up a wall. Then there's another spot in the game. It's 3rd and 7. You've got an opportunity here to try to extend the play. Now, as much as your offensive line sucks, on 3rd and 7, and you need something to happen, that's a spot where you run the 3rd and 2 play, and you say, Lenora Sellers, my guy, we need you to just keep this play alive long enough for a receiver to find a spot. What you don't do is, for the 800th time this season, when it hasn't worked yet, is have a shotgun snap to Lenoris and say, stand in the pocket behind this ass offensive line that has been getting hammered by Vanderbilt. It got hammered by Missouri. It's been handled by everybody. Take the shotgun snap, stand in this pocket. We're not going to move you around. We're not going to roll you. You stand in the pocket like you're Drew Bledsoe for some reason. And then let this play develop down the field. Nope, what do we do on 3rd and 7? Exactly what Lonzo just said. You just run it up the middle. And again, on the offensive line, I know this. Because I've got 2 working eyeballs and a television set I'm watching. Your center is getting his backside handed to him play after play after play. And on 3rd and 7, instead of running the developing pass scheme that you ran on 3rd and 2 that didn't work, instead, what do you do in that spot? Let's just hand it off to the same running back that's done nothing all day and not just hand it off to him, but let's hand it off and run it off the butt of the offensive lineman who is getting his ass whipped over and over and over again. It's like, how many times? Now, all of that being said, that's not even what's got me angry. That's not even what has me mad as hell this morning. Let me tell you what is. And I'm mad at what I'm about to play for you. And I'm mad that I have to be mad about it. I don't want to be mad at Shane Beamer. I don't. I like Shane Beamer. I have interacted with him 12, 13 times. He's always been kind. He's always been gracious. A couple of times on the show, a couple of times in Columbia, a couple of times here in Greenville. He's always been very polite, very kind, gracious with his time. I can't say that about a lot of football coaches I've interacted with. I like him. But I was checking out the press conference after the loss. And I have to tell you, for the first time, I went, I don't think Shane Beamer's the guy. I think I'm off the Shane train. And let me play you the clip of why I believe that. This is from the post-game press conference immediately after the L to the Oklahoma Sooners. So, Jack, I got a couple of problems here. Jack was asking you about something specific, Shane. Because the question mark was play calling. Because at this point, I don't think that you need to be an offensive guru to recognize that your play calling is not just bad. It is nonsensical. It is illogical. It is not just bad, Shane. It is quite literally the furthest from good that it can be. The goal of a play caller is to do a few things. Number one, what can I play call that plays to my offense's strengths and away from its weaknesses while also playing to my opponent's weaknesses and against their strengths? And if you would have told me, and I'm saying this like a joke. I'm saying this like it's a joke. I want you to know I'm not joking. If you would have told me that Mike Shula was an ex-Oklahoma Boomer Sooner and he was trying to play call just to nudge Oklahoma to a victory, I'd freaking believe it. Genuinely. It is not that the play calling was bad. Everybody has an off day. There's plenty of shows that I have walked out of that door right there and said, I suck. That show sucked. I suck. It's not good enough. Plenty of days. Everybody has a bad day. That play calling felt to me as not me doing a show. I walk out the door and I go, I suck, and I'm in a bad mood for 4, 5, 6 hours, and I feel like I got to rededicate myself to doing a good show. That felt to me as if I walked in, turned on the mic, and said, and mother onto the radio. Actively sabotaging.
You wouldn't have made it past two.
I'm sure.
But still.
Because
it's
Lonzo,
like he was using Mr. Coach Klein's football for dummies.
Dude,
playbook. I mean.
Listen, I understand that Mike Shula was calling plays based on what he wants the offense to do.
They can't do it, Michael.
They're not good enough to do what you want to do. They're not good enough to do it. At some point, you have to look and recognize we don't have the tools and resources necessary to do the thing that I want to do. At some point, you have to realize we are wasting Lenore Sellers right now. You're wasting him. 2 weeks ago, we got into a big argument on this show because I came onto this show and I said, if I was in Lenore Sellers' camp, I'd pull him aside and I would say, hey, bud, your ankles hurt. You need to shut it down for a few weeks. 2 weeks ago, I said, I would pull Lenore aside and say, you're costing yourself millions of dollars if you keep going out there behind this offensive line. It is not a, I would gently suggest to Lenore's. Lenore Sellers, listen to me. Rob Brown, host of the Rob Brown Show on 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, the Fan Upstate. Listen to me. Lenore's, shut it down. Shut it down. Do not play another snap for Mike Shula. Not another snap, because you're going to get hurt. And not like kind of a little hurt, because that happened on Saturday. I watched you get up more and more slowly over the course of the game because you keep getting smoked because Mike Shula keeps calling stuff that gets you smoked. Lenore's, shut it down. Don't play another snap. There is no reason for you to do so. None, not a nine. You're going to get yourself hurt. And even if you wanted to play one more year of college football, even if you were thinking to yourself, maybe I transfer out of Columbia. Maybe I go play next year for Dan Lanning in Oregon. Maybe I go up to Ohio State. Maybe I go play for Kirby at Georgia. Wherever you're thinking. Or maybe I go to the NFL draft. My guy, your draft stock is not tanking. It's imploding. It is sinking like a rock right now. You are now probably like the 35th, 40th most attractive draft prospect. Now you're a quarterback, so your number's going to be inflated if you were to go, because the NFL is desperate for quarterbacks. But you're not the guy we thought you were going to be in the draft. And I got to tell you, we've seen the sparks. We've seen the athleticism. We've seen the playmaking. As an NFL fan, I'm salivating about getting Lenore Sellers on my squad. But your draft stock is tanking. Lenore, shut it down and do not play another snap for this Gamecock team until Mike Shula is gone. Well, Rob, who do you hire to call the plays? I don't care. Plug up a PlayStation and push the Ask Corso button and let it run your offense. It can't be worse. Go get a graduate assistant who is responsible for cutting up the film every week and ask that guy to run your offense. Hell, Shane, call me. I will come call your offense for like $200 a game. Just cover my gas and a stop at the QT on the way back and forth from Columbia. I'll come run the offense because I can't do it worse than Mike Shula's doing right now. It's a joke. It's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It is quite literally harmful. You're going to get your quarterback killed, dude. This is a joke. It is embarrassing. Lenoris, I'm deadly serious, and I'm not saying this for myself or anybody else. Lenoris, shut it down. Do not play another snap for this team until Mike Shula is gone, because you're going to lose everything if you do. I'm going to go outside, count to 10, rub my earlobes a little bit, do a little meditation, and we'll come back. I really don't like to start Mondays like this, but I got to tell you, get the hell out, Lenoris. I'm Rob Brown. He's the Great Melonzo. We got 4 hours. Let's get it started. This is the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Join us on our live stream at facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube or on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitch. Become a part of the Armada. Join up, chat with us. You can also follow me on social media at The Rob Brown Show while I'm shamelessly self-promoting. Here's a couple of texts that have come in, or comments, I should say. Patrick said, fire Shula, experiment over, he's cooked, Sellers transfers or goes to the draft. Right now, and I want you to, for a minute, I want you to take emotion out, sentimentality out. I want you to take idealism out of the equation. I want you to think about this exclusively from the standpoint of logic and success. What's the argument? I don't want to hear about commitment. I don't want to hear about loyalty. I don't want any of that crap. Because that versus long-term health and tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm going to lean to the second. Call me a bad person if you want. I don't care. I don't want to hear about commitment or loyalty. Okay? Give me an argument Lenora Sellers should play another snap after you watch, after what you watched this weekend. Give me one reason. Because it's not that it's for a bad team. It's not that he's playing for a bad team. I would respect, in fact, I would even, I guess, to some degree, encourage him to finish out the year if it was just that you're a bad team. It is that you are playing for a bad team, and very clearly a bad team that doesn't give a damn about you. They don't care. Because if they cared, there would be some sort of change. Something would change. If nothing else, the play calling itself would change. But it is the same crap that is getting him killed week after week after week. So give me an argument for Lenora Sellers to play one more snap for this football team, at least as long as Mike Shula is the offensive coordinator. Give me one reason. Now, I played the clip from Shane Beamer from you, or for you, in the last segment. Post-game press conference, Jack asked Shane Beamer, are you considering making a... I did make a change, Jack. I did make a change. Dude, you fired your offensive line coach. Did the offensive line look better to anybody? Did that offensive line look in any way, shape, or form better this week? Now, I don't put it on Sean Elliott. Sean Elliott had less than a week to take over that unit and to try to get that unit to play better. I guess I could say theoretically they were more disciplined, but here's the thing. When I was in high school, I was the most disciplined basketball player at my high school. I was quite literally that first to get to practice and last to leave practice guy. I was the guy who did the 500 free throws before and after practice. I was the dude who did everything that you would tell people to do if they want to be successful. And yet, I got zero college scholarship offers. Why? Because I sucked. Because I sucked. You can be the most disciplined person in the world, but guys and gals, if you stink at a thing, unfortunately, hard work doesn't always get you where you want to go. I know that I'm the bad guy here. But sometimes, you just have to recognize, it doesn't matter how hard I work, I'm not going to be good at this. Or at least not good enough to be the best at it. Nobody outworked me when I was a high school basketball player. Not on my team or anybody else. First at practice, last to leave. This is not even a joke. I was the dude who made, as good as I could be, friends with my basketball coach so that I could go get the keys to the gym from him to go into the gym when the gym was closed and be the only guy in there practicing. And yet, I just didn't have the talent. I just wasn't that good. I love basketball. I know the game of basketball better than I know football, and y'all know I know ball. I love basketball. It is my favorite game. Blasphemy, I know. I know the game. I could have coached our basketball team as well as our coach coached our basketball team because I knew the game. I busted my ass. But I just wasn't good at it. This football team is not good. It's just not good. Your offensive line specifically is bad. And yet, has anything been done to address that situation? No. You fired your offensive line coach. You asked Sean Elliott in 5.5 days to get this team to go up against Oklahoma. I don't put it on him. But here's what I'm going to tell you. And again, I don't want to do this segment because I like Shane Beamer. I like him as a guy. We've had him on the show a few times. I've met him in person a handful of times. I've interacted with him a dozen or so times, and I have yet to have an interaction with Shane Beamer on a personal level that I didn't. And when I say enjoy, I mean thoroughly enjoy. I'm going to keep it a buck. I have had in my 5.5 years here one personal interaction with Dabo Swinney, and it was over that fast. He had to get from A to B. Didn't have time for anybody else. And that's fine. I get it. Very, very busy coach. I've had the interactions with Shane.
He has plenty of time next year.
Oh, it's not great in Clemson either. We're coming to that too. Because he had a post-game press conference clip that I'm going to play for you here in a little while too. I like Shane. I really do. But man, at this point, to allow what has happened to continue to happen, to allow what has happened to continue to go the way that it is going, it's malpractice. It's malpractice at this point to keep Mike Shula calling these plays. Like, he refuses to do anything different. Texter said maybe he should stay in the pocket and take sacks instead of running backwards 20 yards.
What pocket?
What pocket, Texter? Are you and I watching different football games? What pocket? It is not a pocket. It is just a line of dudes trying to murder him in the face. There's no pocket to stay in, dude. None. You've listened to the... Well, I'm going to assume, Texter, you've listened to the show. You've got to know that there's been 1,000 times that I have said, this guy needs to do a better job of stepping up in the pocket. That's a real thing. I've said it about Bryce Young. I'm the only Bryce Young defender in the state, or at least I was before recent times. But even when he was bad, there were times where I was going, look, I know the team's bad, brother, but you've got to step up in the pocket, BY. I know it's tough because you're only 5'2" and the boys in front of you are 6'9", and it's hard to sit, but you got to step up in the pocket and figure out how to work around that. I'm fine with a you've got to. There's no pocket, Texter. My man's getting a snap in the shotgun, and by the time he gets the ball, collects, and gets set to look down the field, it's just a wall of dudes whose primary mission is kill. There's no pocket to step up into. And even knowing that, are we seeing anything different? No, not a thing, dude. It's the same sets. It's the same play calling. I got Mike Shula calling long developing pass routes on 3rd and 2 and then running it into the teeth of the defense, where not only is your offensive line bad, but your weakest spot is the middle of the offensive line. On 3rd and 2, I got you running long developing pass plays. And on 3rd and 7, I got you handing it off to go off center, the one spot that you haven't made a block all day. What are we doing? I am genuinely mad. Not like, oh, well, but, you know, South Carolina fans, you guys should be. I am mad. I am ticked off this morning because you have got a dude that is 1,000% NFL talent under center. Lenore Sellers' talent alone should be good enough to be 8-4. At least 7-5. Guys, you're not going bowling this year. And instead of addressing it, Shane Beamer gets asked about it, and he goes, I did make a change, Jack. We practice hard. I don't care, Shane. It's been 5 years. You've been practicing hard for 5 years. There's not a damn result to show for it. Oh, you know, we got a lot of guys that did their best to get healthy. So does every football team, Shane. Every football team has that. That's not special, my guy. You are asking for us to look at that and be proud of it as if it is special. The next head coach that comes out and goes, yeah, we suck at practicing and none of our guys care to get healthy. He'll be the first coach ever to say that. What you said here, you ain't cooking, Shane. For the first time, I feel like a jackass because I have to say you sound petulant. In this answer, you sound like a petulant coach in this answer. All right, we'll get away from this. We'll come back to it later in the show. Gamecock fans, unless you got something to say, 844-326-3663-844-FANFONE. For the first time, I'm off the Shane train. Like, changes wholesale, top to bottom. Rob Brown, the great Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show? The Rob Brown Show? Is that the name of the show? It is, right?
You all right? What threw you off there? I mean, the cut was done before you started talking, so.
So. My headphones are fancy. They got a little switch on them that, like, is for volume adjustment and noise cancellation and certain boost and whatever. And one of the options on it is off. Is it no sound? And so as I was putting on the headset, I accidentally clicked the button down to off. And so I started talking, and I heard nothing, and I was like, damn, did I just go no mic and go 0-1 42 minutes into the radio program? That was it. I panicked. I didn't want to go down. You don't want to go in an 0-1 hole on the opening drive of the game. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen.
Especially with how bad I was last week at the end of the week.
Yeah, so, it was like 6-0 last week. It was Alonzo had a rough Friday last week. All right. Got a couple of things we're getting to today. We have spent some time, obviously, already this AM talking about Shane Beamer. I thought that his response in the press conference was, frankly, bad. I thought it was a bad response to pop off like that. And for those of you that have already started to drop the Virginia Tech story on us, I am going to get to that coming up in a little while. There were a lot of rumors as the coaching carousel hath begun to spin. Billy Napier is out at Florida after starting his 4 years there, 23 and 22. Jay Norvell is out at Colorado State. By the way, I got to tell you, real quick before I get to Dabo Swinney here and just una momento, I was sitting at the crib yesterday when the coaching firings and changes began to funnel through. Now, I stayed up on Saturday night very late. Went to the Greenville Triumph game on Saturday night. It was their final game of the season. Unfortunately, needed a win to stay alive for playoff contention. Did not get that win. Did not stay alive for playoff contention. Very disappointing finish of the year, but good season, good fight down the stretch for the Triumph. Went to that game, came home, got a little ACC after dark. Florida State, Stanford kicked off at 10:30. Stanford beats Florida State, has now handed them four consecutive losses. Florida State has now gone well over a year, coming up on a year and a month, since their last Atlantic Coast Conference victory. Stayed up late to watch that. Florida State gets beat, and I went, hey, $56 million payout, I think you got to pay it. I think you got to get rid of Mike Norvell. Yesterday afternoon, had a hockey game, I'm watching some football, go to the hockey, come back to the crib, sitting back at the house, and I get a push notification that says Norvell fired. And I went, oh, they did it. They did it. Florida State, $56 million payout to Mike Norvell. And then I open it to read, you know, the statement or whatever. No, it's Jay Norvell. Like, you know what you did, you rage baiters. All right. So,
they got you, so that was successful.
I mean, I clicked on it. They absolutely got the click. You know what else they got? I won't say exactly which entity and organization did that. Their app got deleted off my phone on the spot. Deleted off. I was like, nope, done with you. Absolutely not.
Oh, so you...
Absolutely not.
You get got.
I get got. They'll never get me again.
Wow.
It's not that I get got. If you would have put Jay Norvell fired, I still would have probably read it. I would have clicked on it. Be like, okay, let's see what's the buyout look like. Because I do think we have to have a conversation about buyouts. The University of Florida right now, when they hire whoever their next head coach is, they owe Billy Napier $22 million. They have to pay half of it this month, and then there will be three annual installments. So he'll be getting paid about $3 million each of the next 3 years starting next year. They are still paying Dan Mullen from when he was the coach of Florida, which was what, 70 years ago? They're still paying Dan Mullen, which means that when the Florida Gators hire a head coach this offseason, they will be paying three head coaches at the same time. Three on the payroll at any given time. You look at James Franklin, $49 million payout. I am getting info from folks I used to work with down in Florida, around Tallahassee, that Florida State is making an announcement today in their athletic department around 10 a.m. The sneaky suspicion is that Florida State's going to bite the bullet, go ahead and fire Mike Norvell, figure out the $56 million payout down the stretch. And that's like a huge story in the ACC. It's a huge story in college football. They knew what they were doing Because to add J.Norvell fired would have taken you exactly three more characters in the push notification. This is what I talk about when I rant about clickbait sports journalism. You know what you were doing. You did it less than 12 hours after Florida State lost to Stanford out in California. That was 1,000% designed to get, because let's be honest, very few people were going to care about J.Norvell getting fired at Colorado State. It's an irrelevant program. Nobody was going to care. However, a huge swath of people were going to be very interested in what happens at Florida State after they lost their fourth game in a row to Stanford. Their fourth game a game that they lost to Stanford. A lot of people interested in that. If Florida State comes open, granted, they're a bleep show right now, but if they come open, that is now another, I think, question mark, premier job that is open in college football. So that's a big story. And they knew good and gosh darn well that J.Norvell getting fired was going to do nothing. Mike Norvell getting fired becomes a huge college football story, so they just put Norvell fired. You know what you were doing. Deleted that app off the phone immediately. Will not be going to that application, at least for a while. All right. Talk quite a bit about Shane Beamer. A little bit late in the segment, but that's okay. Let me play you the answer that jumped off the page at me from Dabo Swinney in his post-game press conference after the Tigers lost to SMU at the Crib.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, Shane, in his post-game press conference, sounded angry. And when I say angry, there's a way to be angry that's good in a press conference after a disappointing loss. There's a way to sound angry that is good, that is fine, that is positive. There's also angry that is not good and or positive. Shane's anger, not good and or positive. That is, since I've been here for 5.5 years, and I think it is fair to say that Clemson has... If your expectations are championship or bust, Clemson has obviously not gotten where they want to go in that time frame. That is, I think, the most down and dejected that Dabo has sounded to me, right? Like, even earlier in the year, after the loss to Syracuse, when he got up onto the microphone to address the loss to Georgia Tech, when he got up on the microphone to address the loss to Syracuse, when those losses were addressed, he still sounded, I'm going to use the word defiant. He still sounded defiant. He still sounded like, hey, you know, if you're questioning us right now, cool. Like, we're going to bring receipts for you at some point. If you're questioning this football team, I for the record, took Dabo to task about a statement that he made a number of weeks ago when he said something to the tune of, if you are questioning us right now, if you are criticizing us right now, you were never all in. Effectively saying that if you, as a fan, had the audacity to question or challenge the football team, then you're actually not a fan. And I took great umbrage to that. I was not okay with that comment. I was not okay with the thought that a fan doesn't have the right to say, this is not what I'm investing in. This is not up to expectation. This is not up to snuff. This is not what I am investing in. I took great umbrage with that. I had a problem with that. But it was still, what I did give him credit for in that thought was, that's still Dabo. That's still him. He's confident. He's defiant. He's willing to stand face-to-face, nose-to-nose, toe-to-toe with the harshest critics. And at the end of the day, if you are going to run your program the way that Dabo Swinney wants to run his program, you kind of got to have a little bit of that, right? Again, just to continue the theme today of making everything about me, this radio show is not a show that follows the formula of radio. I don't do the things that I do all the things I'm supposed to do, but I don't do them according to the formula. And maybe that's cost me, I don't know. What I do know is I walk out of here every day going, that's how this show works. That's how that show operates. That's what we do. And Zoe and I put together a run of crystal trophies over the past couple of years that say, at least it works a little bit, right? And I've always felt good about that, to the point that I have pushed back in the past. You know what you should do, Rob? You should do more of this, less of that. Nah, yeah, it's not really my style, man. It's not really my style. If you're going to do things that are different than all of the ways that the traditionally they're done, you got to have a little defiance, a little cockiness, a little confidence in the way that you talk about your thing. That is the first time I have heard him say things that sounded glum. That's the first time I've heard Dabo sound like he's kind of out too. Like, he's kind of down on what's happening right now. Right? Like, we heard a couple of weeks ago after the last loss, yeah, we can't win a national championship. We can still go out there and have a great year. We can still go out there and do this, and we can accomplish that, and we can do this and that. And in this one, it's more like, yeah, this year sucks, but we'll win again one day. Some point down the line. I promise you that. At some point, we're going to win again. Maybe not right now.
They lose a couple more, he's going to sound like a certain Dolphins coach.
We have to end this hour. The hour is over. And we have to run to a break here. We trust that you guys will stick around for the next hour. That is after the sports flash.
Let's talk about some teams that are actually winning. The AP Top 25 dropped yesterday with the Ohio State Buckeyes remaining on top. Indiana jumps to number 2. Texas A&M is 3 ahead of number 4 Alabama and number 5 Georgia. Oregon and Georgia Tech are 6 and 7, while Ole Miss dropped 3 spots to 8. Miami fell 7 spots to 9, and Vanderbilt jumped 7 spots into the top 10. The ALCS is headed to a Game 7 after 6-2 Toronto win over Seattle last night. Rookie Trey Yesovich went 5.2 innings and was hit 6 times, but gave up just 2 runs, ending 3 consecutive innings with double plays. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 6th homer in the postseason. Chase Briscoe has secured a spot in the NASCAR playoff Final Four with an overtime victory at Talladega yesterday, his first at a super speedway. Briscoe started 6th on the overtime restart behind Kyle Larson, who ran out of gas, and William Byron, whose push from Carson, he spun him out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.